The Nurses Union is also weighing in on the situation facing Victorian nursing homes, pointing out a lack of qualified staff is making the outbreak worse. Unions are also worried about the high numbers of healthcare workers who are testing positive too, something which Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews admits is putting additional pressure on the system. Rachel Mealy reports.
Some of Victoria's biggest coronavirus outbreaks are in aged care facilities and hospitals, and both are worrying Lisa Fitzpatrick, the State Secretary of the Victorian branch of the Australian Nursing and Midwifery Foundation. When it comes to aged care, she believes the problems are heightened by the reduction in the number of qualified nurses with experience in infection control.
And I do think that that has contributed to the spread in some of our facilities because the staffing levels are so appalling in good times and, of course, struggling now to actually staff, you know, particularly those facilities where they've had outbreaks, trying to get qualified nurses in there now to work when successive governments have pretended these are just homes, home-like facilities, and not acknowledging, I guess, the vulnerability of the residents and the patients that are in those facilities.
On top of the aged care outbreaks, there are 381 active cases among healthcare workers. AM asked the Victorian Department of Health for a breakdown of the numbers of doctors, nurses and allied health workers who are infected, but the department didn't provide those details. Lisa Fitzpatrick says nurses in Victoria are feeling anxious about the unfolding situation.
Look, I think nurses feel the whole gamut of emotions. I think, and probably feeling all of those sometimes during the one shift. And also, you know, we have to remember that our nurses and our midwives and carers, they are members of families. There is an anxiety and wanting to protect family when you go home. So for nurses going home after their shift, you know, many of them, they are, it's almost sort of an hour's work when you get home to make sure that you are taking off all of your clothes, disinfecting your clothes, showering, washing your hair. So it's not just you walk in the door and everything's rosy.
Dr. David Berger is an emergency physician who works in Broome in Western Australia. He says healthcare workers around Australia are watching the outbreak in Victoria with alarm.
For the last 3 months, we did not prepare our healthcare system for what was in fact pretty much inevitable.
He says countries such as Taiwan implemented sophisticated infection control procedures in hospitals when the pandemic took hold, and we need to do that here.
Things like very strict traffic flow systems through hospitals in which there is complete segregation of COVID patients and staff, in that that group does not interact at all, does not even walk down the same corridor as non-COVID patients, non-COVID staff.
Dr. Berger says Australia has an extensive history of keeping workers safe across a number of industries, and that expertise is needed right now.
When you break this down, this is not an infectious disease problem. This is an occupational health and safety problem in which the threat happens to be disease. We need to draft in occupational health and safety expertise, of which there is a huge amount in this country.
That's Dr. David Berger, an emergency physician in Broome in Western Australia, and Rachel Mealy with our report there.